In the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, the Medrash Rabbah describes the desert and the future of the desert. And, of course, it tackles this question because through the prism of the opening section of Parshas Maaseh, which lists all the encampments and the various stations which the Jews sojourned at and lived through during the 38 years of wandering in the desert. We call it 40 years, but it was really 38 years. And the Medrash addresses this from two interesting vantage points. One angle is a specific description of these encampments, these particular, as they're called, Masos, Parshas Maaseh, which to us are historically irrelevant, historically obsolete. We have absolutely no interest in recovering or relocating them. There's no Kiddusha. There's no inherent latent status of holiness or sanctity. They faded from Jewish history, and they have faded from Jewish historical consciousness. And when we read Maaseh, we are in fact plagued by the question of why the Torah delineates locations whose actual location is unknown to us. We could possibly try to archaeologically rediscover them, but more importantly, whose historical role is completely insignificant, so why would we care? So Rashi famously addresses the question, and he offers two solutions. But the Medrash has a third solution. And the Medrash says that all these locations will one day bloom. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Hei, Yisasum midbar vitziya v'sagel arava v'tifrach kivaseles parach tifrach v'tagel. It talks about general blooming, but the opening section of that pasuk, Yisusum Midbar, is in Parak Lamed Hei, describes the blooming and the regeneration of the desert. So, according to the first version of the Medrash, this refers to the particular encampments where the Jewish people traveled through during the 38 years, and the reason for the regeneration of these desert locations is a moral reason. The reason is because these locations hosted the Jewish people, and the Medrash sees this as a gloss or as a metaphor for the importance of hosting in general, and in particular, the point of this Medrash, hosting Talmidei Chachamim. The language of the Medrash is, Ma midbar al shekibol Yisrael, kacha mekabel Talmidei Chachamim l'toch beso, alachas kama v'kama. And this is pretty typical for a Medrash to focus on a very unique moral issue, in some cases only slightly related to the actual narrative, and homiletically there's a poetic license to transition into an off-road, so to speak, conversation that's only marginally connected. So the homiletic purpose, or the homiletic agenda of this Medrash is to stress the importance of Beis Vad L'Chachamim, of hosting Talmidei Chachamim, and the desert encampments, and their future reward is seen as a metaphor for the type of reward that a human being will receive for hosting in his house and not hosting in the desert. The second part of the Medrash is not moral and historical, but it's more messianic and apocalyptic. There are many different transitions and transformations associated with the messianic era. One of them is healing in general. Yechezkel Perek Mem Zayin describes a faint stream that emanates from the Beis Medrash, or from the Mikdash, excuse me, Beis HaMikdash, gathering in strength, radiating easterly, reaching the Dead Sea, invigorating it with life, resettling the Dead Sea area, and in particular, the region associated with the ancient city of Sodom, restoring the fertility and the tillability of that land. This Medrash describes not just the resettling and the reinvigoration or the revitalization of the Sodom and Yam HaMelech area, but of deserts in general. And by doing so, it casts the Messianic era in universalistic terms. If Sodom is resettled and Yam HaMelech is resettled, refertilized, those are local Israeli or Jewish changes or dynamics. But if deserts in general are reinvigorated, then that's a global and universal change, and Mashiach has those two elements. It's primarily focused and pivoted upon a Jewish component, and by Jewish I mean not just the Jewish nation but the Jewish homeland, but its effects are meant to radiate universally and internationally. Again, not just geographically, but experientially. The entire world is meant to be redeemed and upgraded to a space where Hashem's presence is so penetrating and pervasive. The world is percolating with Hashem's presence, and that expresses itself in a higher and more prosperous state, the human experience. So the fact that the entire desert will be refertilized casts a universal message, a universal element to Mashiach. And even more so, it's not just refertilization of the lands or of the deserts, but it's an inversion. The language of the Medrash, Asid Hamidbar Lios Yishuv, Veha Yishuv Asid Lios Midbar, that current civilization will be inverted into a desert, and the desert land will be refertilized into pasture and land that's civilized and city. And it quotes various psukim, primarily the psukim for civilization being rendered a desert is in Malachi Perak Aleph, Ves Esav Sanesi, Vasim Sarav Shmama. And the psukim for the deserts being refertilized in general, not just the Masalos of Am Yisrael, is in Yeshaya Mem Aleph, Yeshaya Mem Gimel, also a little bit in Yeshaya Lamed Hey, various psukim describing the retoiling or the retilling and the resoiling of this desert land. Now, that suggests a very interesting messianic view, a very important question. Shmuel talked about it already in the Gemara in Bavli, as to whether the messianic experience will be apocalyptic or will be a continuum. Will it just be a continuation of the current reality as we know it, with significant changes and significant alterations? Or will it be apocalyptic in a complete overhaul, in a complete inversion of the social order, the political order, the technological order, human experience, political experience, and in this case, ecological reality? This medrash of converting deserts into civilization and civilization into deserts suggests that at least ecologically, we assume the ecological reality is symbolic or reflective of a deeper reality, there'll be inversions and areas where human beings live, and you can put a quotation marks around the word live, doesn't just mean locations and zones, will no longer be part of human experience, and aspects of human experience that were beyond human civilization will become incorporated into the human experience. So it's an interesting medrash in the beginning of Maaseh, and there really are two elements to it. The first element is very nationalistic, and it's local to particular areas in the desert which receive a reward and are reincorporated into human experience. These are obviously primarily deserts in the Sinai area. The larger medrash, or the larger message of the medrash, speaks about a transition and a transformation of desert land into civilization, and of course vice versa, suggesting a very apocalyptic view of the messianic era.